The gospel text for this Sunday is found from Luke 5. Let us stand to hear this. When Jesus, on a certain day, when he sat in the shores of Gennesareth, and the people stood about him, hearing the word of God, he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the ship's fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth shalt catch men. And when they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Our read text portion is the beginning part of Jesus's office. Here he called his first disciples, these fishermen, into his office. Jesus lived and taught in the midst of people, also many times in nature. Our text relates that the teachings of Jesus had caused the people, much people, to move around. His popularity had increased around people, and people wished or wanted to see those miracle works and hear the teachings of Jesus. Here Lucas relates, before this text, the effects of the Jesus speech in the synagogue of Capernaum. He taught there on Sabbath, and the people marveled, for his speech was powerful. Jesus also healed the sick, and the multitudes of people followed him, even into the wilderness, and wished to be with Jesus. Some forsook him to depart from them. Jesus nevertheless reminded them of his own duty or task. I must also preach the gospel unto others from the kingdom of God. For that reason I have been sent. Later, the Bible texts relate also of this. when many were offended on to the teachings of Jesus, Jesus asked once of Simon, who was mentioned in this text, that do you also not wish to depart or leave? Peter answered, that Lord, where shall we go? Or to whom shall we go? For before with you are the words of everlasting life. This red portion of text relates of this, that people had come to listen and hear the word of God. So also we have gathered here at Buddha Servi Summer Services to listen to this living word. Jesus taught and fulfilled in this way his duty given by his Father. He had come to proclaim the preparation work of the Lord, whom he fulfilled upon the cross. He lived a sinless life and was victorious over sin and death, and prepared in this way salvation. The Gospel of John, in the beginning, it writes that in the beginning was that Word, and that Word was with God, and God was that Word. And the Word came unto flesh and lived, dwelled in our midst. And we see him, we see his glory as the glory of the only Son from the God, full of truth and mercy. Mercy and truth. When John the Baptist came, saw Jesus or met Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away all the sins of the world. Our read text relates that Jesus, standing there before the Lake of Gennesaret and the shore, the multitudes of people came and to hear the word of God. Jesus began to teach. The abundance of people, the multitudes were so great that Jesus needed to take as a pulpit one of the ships from the shore. Our text does not relate of the content of the sermon, but it relates this much, that he taught the nation sitting from the boat or the ship. After his speech, Jesus tells the experienced fisherman, that Simon, that bring your boat into the deep waters and set down your nets. This instruction were not according to the masterful experiences of the fishermen, for these fishermen certainly knew all the places of fish, and also knew this, that they would receive or catch fish better at night. When Jesus went against all the experiences of the fishermen, asked Peter to row into the deep water, he was obedient. They had fished and worked all night, and they had not received any catch. Peter, no doubt, had in mind also the teachings of Jesus and his miracles, which had happened in his own home when he had healed his mother, Peter's, or Simon's mother-in-law. Through these works, God prepared his listeners unto the receiving the word. This red portion of text relates again. A miracle happened in the sea, at sea. These disciples received a multitude, a great net of fish. The text relates us that the fishermen were afraid and surprised. These men were able to experience the powers of God, it strengthened their faith. But at the same time, they felt their own sinfulness and fear before the Son of God. But Jesus knew the conditions of their heart, encouraged them, and called them to follow him. He said unto Simon, that fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. They brought the ship to the land and left all and forsook all and followed the Lord Jesus. The lives of these fishermen changed completely. These fishermen became apostles, the messengers of God's word. In the beginning of the office upon earth, Jesus called 12 disciples or apostles. We celebrate today the day of the Apostles' Day. Our texts relate also along with Simon, his friends, the sons of Zebedee, John and James. Perhaps in that group was also Simon's brother Andreas, even though the text does not mention him by name. The text of this Sunday speak of the calling of the apostle and the office of the apostleship. The followers of Jesus grew, the flock grew, but Jesus with his disciples went around the countries and made miracles, did miracles, healed the sick, and proclaimed the joyous message of the kingdom of God. The work of the kingdom of God continues in this way in these apostles and in all the followers of Jesus whom own the gift of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Their duty was to, according to, through the example of Jesus, to fish men into the kingdom of the net of the kingdom of God. Jesus revealed this unto his own after his resurrection and death and resurrection. He said in this way, "This is what I meant when I was yet with you. I spake of these." All this had to happen, be fulfilled, which is in the laws of Moses and prophets and Psalms are written of me. He says, so it is written, that Christ was to suffer death and on the third day arise from the dead, and unto all nations, beginning from Jerusalem, in his name shall be preached repentance and the forgiveness of sins. You are the testifiers of this. The gospel of the kingdom of God began after his death and resurrection through his own messengers to spread around the world, times and people. And the messengers have changed, but the messenger and the duty has not changed. He who sent has not changed. People who have received the gift of faith have, through the desire of the heart, related of this joyous message onward. In the work of the gospel, we are doing God's duty. God guides and leads his work according to his will. Sometimes we are without understanding, and weariness can also press in this work. But this text also pointed this out, that the power of God is mighty in the weak. When God blesses his work, it succeeds. Perhaps these fishermen were perhaps a little weary because they did not receive fish But soon we see the great blessing when they were faithful unto the instruction of Jesus and his teaching. Beneath the blessing of God, we can rejoice as we have rejoiced here. But it is also good to be humble and to thank the giver of gifts. Jesus, after he sent his 70 disciples into the work of the gospel, they returned with joy, feeling good in their strength. But even in that situation, Jesus reminded them, but nevertheless, of this most important duty, that rejoice not of this, that the spirits were subject unto you, but rather rejoice of this, that your names are written in the book of life in heaven. The ways of God are remarkable or amazing. Of this relates the third portion of this, the third year, church year. It relates how Paul was called into the mission work, onto mission work. Paul pictured this happening in this way, doing work on that half day that from the sky shone a light much brighter than the sun, and we all fell onto the ground, and I heard a voice say, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? For it is in vain it is to you for you to kick against the pricks. And I said that, Lord, who art thou? And the Lord says, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. Stand up. I have appeared unto you, for I have chosen to you to be my vessel, my servant, and to relate of that of which ye have seen, and that which ye shall yet see. When I appear unto you, I shall be saved. Me from my nation and protect you. When I send you into the midst of the pagans to open their eyes and to lead them from darkness unto light, from the powers of Satan unto God, they shall receive forgiveness of their sins when they believe upon me, and they shall have a place with those whom God has sanctified. Apostle Paul, when he proclaimed unto the Corinthians, he verified that he has not come according with carnal mind or with strength to keep beautiful speeches, but he felt fear and weakness, and he wished to speak of Jesus Christ. My speech is not in great beautiful words in the wisdom of man, according to the wisdom of man, but pointed out through the Spirit, so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Faith is a great gift of God. When God calls, that occasion is not, do not avoid that occasion. And if you own that gift of faith, it is worthwhile to keep in your heart. In the writer of the book of Hebrews says of faith in this way, that without faith it is impossible to be acceptable unto God, for he who wishes to come unto God, he must believe. Living faith is born from the hearing of the gospel and it's in receiving it. Of this Paul writes, faith cometh by hearing, and faith through the word of Christ. but also we need, for the preservation of faith, the hearing of the Word of God and receiving this and its following. On to this, Paul instructed young worker of the kingdom, Timothy, that keep as an example those good teachings which you have heard from me, and preserve that faith and love which Jesus Christ affects. The children of God are testifiers of Jesus Christ and their followers here upon this earth. These fishermen followed Jesus. What does this mean? In his time, Jesus himself taught that if someone wishes to follow in my footsteps, he must deny himself, take the cross and follow me. For he who wishes to save his life loses it. But he who wishes to loses his life through his work and through him, he shall receive it. What helps man if he shall receive the whole world but loses his soul? The message of Jesus was clear. This way unto which he had called his disciples was a way unto everlasting life. Of this duty, Jesus also reminds his disciples, I am the way, truth, and life. No one shall see my Father only through me. We follow the Lord Jesus in doctrine and life and suffering. The faith of a child of God and teachings and life is founded upon the Holy Scripture. The Word of God is an unperishing treasure unto us, for there God has revealed his will unto us and his salvation unto us. He has set here upon this earth the kingdom of God, where the Holy Spirit affects. Of this Luther writes, I believe that there is a small holy flock and community in the world which consists of people. It has one head, Christ, and the Holy Spirit has gathered it, called it together. It has one faith, one mind, and one understanding. It has many grace gifts, but it is of one mind in love. There is no divisions in it. Unto this I also belong. I am a part of it and its member, partaker of all its treasures and of its central unity. The Holy Spirit has called me into this, and join me as a member, allowing me to hear and listen to the Word of God, which I can yet hear. Following of Christ is also seen in the lives of children of God. A person who is a partaker of living faith is as a tree which bears good fruit. Jesus says, if the tree is good, the fruit of it is good. If the tree is defiled, its fruits are defiled as well. From its fruits, a true tree is known. For the following Christ is seen in our lives. The grace and love of God teaches us to live according to the grace gospel, which is seen in our lives in different decisions or choosings. So also happened in behalf of these fishermen. So also the life of Paul changed completely. Of this, Paul writes unto Titus for the grace of God unto all people is healthy, has been revealed, which teaches us to forsake all ungodliness and forsake the worldly lust and to live in this world in a godly way. Dear brothers and sisters, we are on the way of endeavor. We have been called into this work and this office. According to the God's word, this way, oftentimes we experience heat and sorrow in our everyday travels, in our concerns and worries. We can forget our goal or destination. As believers, we can experience also the power of God, which brings into our lives the visions of the future and hope. In the midst of this darkness, Jesus is a helper, and he has promised to be enlightening his light, this light of faith, of this Jesus himself taught, I am the light of this world. He who followeth me shall not travel in darkness, but he has the light of life. This word of God is true even today, when we have a heart's desire to follow and remain in his footsteps. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus promised to be with his own and to enlighten the kingdom of God. The salvation message is open then, when God opens one's heart to receive by faith the gospel message and gives as a gift the Holy Spirit into a person's heart. Jesus has promised to be with his own unto the end of the world. Even at these midsummer services, the fountains and the springs of living water are flowing. The Lord Jesus Christ, according through his Spirit, has been with us, and he is even today calling those to be into his kingdom of God, and through his gospel is comforting and refreshing the souls of the children of God. God wishes to encourage through his word. Perhaps here listening unto this word are those who feel as Simon, that perhaps one's own life has not gone according to one's own plan. Perhaps sometimes there has been signs of worthlessness or uselessness. Many great doubts might be upon one's, and many questions, that why has God guided my life in this way? That has God blessed my life? The greatest blessing is this, that we can own in our own hearts the gift of faith. God wishes that we are his children, and this is the greatest gift that a person can have or own in his life. These fishermen, Peter asks then once of Jesus, that what shall we receive when we have left all and followed you? Jesus then says, they shall receive 100-fold more brothers and sisters, and shall receive blessing unto this life, but above all, a blessing, then everlasting blessing. Of this God's prepared salvation, it is written, Matthew writes how, when the time ends, God calls his own unto the glory of heaven. Come, the blessed of my Father, and own that kingdom which is prepared unto you from the beginning of the world. The gospel belongs unto all men. Also there before the radio listeners, around the radio and the internet, you who feel that doubts and sins and fear have received victory or gain, and you who wish to open this call, who wish to open your heart unto the calling of this message, that believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and you can trust upon this that the Heavenly Father blesses and guides your life. You can be of comforted mind and trust in this, that God, who has begun his good work, shall also bring it unto its beautiful end. Once shall begin such services which shall last forever. Then lackingness shall end, and perfection shall begin. This is our goal and destination, as we sang. In faith, we can gaze upon the shore of salvation, and our hymns bring praise. In hope, we rejoice. Only once, when we shall come unto the Lamb, shall sing a new song which roars, such praise and glory unto the Lord shall sound, for grace graciously brought us to heaven. I ask myself that can believe my sins and temptations forgiven. Jesus' name and blood. I wish to believe with you. In this way, we can remain in the blessing care of God's word. Amen. Let us stand and confess our Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and unto the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.